MTV Cast.
Hey, writers. It's Kristen McCune. I am headed back southbound, leaving Grand Canyon Village after a day in the canyon, starting my way back to Flagstaff. I think I'm at the under 100 miles to go mark, which is crazy. And I'm getting a little bit emotional about it. I didn't expect that, but I'm really excited. I just wanted to share what a freaking awesome time it was in the Grand Canyon today, and how grateful I am for this route to take us through it. Woke up this morning, it was my first time ever to the Grand Canyon, and when I first spotted it, it was just immediately overwhelming and emotional to see a place that I've seen a bajillion pictures of, and just really realized how big and how spectacular it is, and that we got there via our bikes, which is so amazing. And I know I was warned about the like celebrity status of hiking your bike through the Grand Canyon, but it was quite the experience. It was very fun. A lot of people assumed that I was maybe some sort of like influencer. And how about the questions about my TikTok channel or Instagram channel, and how to explain that I don't, while I have a social media Instagram page, I'm certainly not an influencer. I thought that was funny, that was a lot of people's acceptance. A lot of people who wanted to take a photo with me, but also just so many like cheers and excitement, exclamations from folks, which just made it really fun. And even met these two women who are from Seattle, which is where I'm from and for where I live. And they are bikepackers and aspire to do the AZT one day. So they hiked down with me for probably like an hour. And it was just really fun to have some conversation and chat about things. It was hard for sure. My legs and body, especially my like hip bones and collarbone and shoulders, carrying a pack, were not especially happy with me. But kind of just kept trudging. All the views definitely made it worth it. And then it was getting dark on my hike back up, and had the really cool experience of watching the stars come out and then watching the moon come up. And the moon was like behind me and was illuminating the cliffs in front of me. And so it was casting some really cool shadows. It's just so beautiful. But as things go, I was really just wanting to get to the top. I felt really tired. I put in my headphones and was just listening to my pump up workout music and kind of put my head down trying to get up. And then right as I was crashing up the top, there were these three women, dot watchers, who were there to cheer me on. And that was just such an unexpected and wonderful surprise. So thank you to all of you who were doing that, in case you're listening. That just made such a great difference. What a cool place and experience. Also, a highlight was that I finally finished something or got back into a town when restaurants were still open. So I got to eat at the food court and just totally gorge myself. I've been on gas station food for so many days, and real food, a burrito and a fruit plate and some salad and ice cream. Oh, it was all so, so tasty. I'm on my way back south and excited to see what's ahead. I don't know how biking's actually been feeling pretty okay, better than I thought it would be, given how exhausted I was hiking. We'll see what Humphreys is like. A little bit worried about that with my leg. Although I did have the experience of anytime I had to take my backpack off today and then would like walk around to pee or just stretch my legs out a little bit, it literally felt like I was flying. I was so light, and to not have the bike on my back, it was fantastic. So, you know, maybe that's just how Humphreys is going to be. It's just going to feel like I'm flying the whole time because my pack will be so light. So here's to hoping for that and to a good day tomorrow. Hope you all are having a great night. Cheers.